This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Michigan Campaign Finance Network Director Rich Robinson tells us where money is being spent in this year's general election campaign in Michigan. But first,
for this holiday season, Housing Resources Incorporated hopes to place 80 families in permanent, stable housing. HRI announced Project Home for the Holidays earlier this month. Michelle Davis is Executive Director of Housing Resources Incorporated. Michelle Davis, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Give us the basic idea of the Home for the Holidays project.
Home for the Holidays was really born out of an idea last year where Kalamazoo, in all of its generosity, typically around the holidays, we receive lots of calls with people wanting to donate food and clothing and toys for the families that we serve, including those that are in our Eleanor House Family Shelter. And it was about the second week of December, and far too late, that my brain kicked in. And I went, you know, what if all of these kids were receiving these toys and the families that we were serving had these wonderful gifts in a home instead of in our shelter or any shelter in the Kalamazoo area? So at that point, I started to brainstorm a little bit about what it could look like this year. And that's really where the idea was born, that let's try to get our families out of homelessness and into housing in time for the holidays, so that no child is really waking up in a shelter, if at all possible.
How did you settle on the number of 80 families to help?
We really looked at the numbers that we had served last year, what was a little bit of a stretch, but realistic, given a financial goal of $50,000, what an average rental subsidy or housing assistance amount might be for that family. And really settled at that amount of $50,000 at an average of $625 per household, sometimes leveraging other funds, sometimes not, to get a family in. And that's how we arrived at the 80 families.
And you mentioned that $50,000 figure. That's the amount you need to raise independently in this campaign to make it happen?
Correct.
And what is the mechanism by which someone can make a donation?
So we have a donate button on our website, which is housingresourcesinc.org. You can go to our Facebook page, and there's some, you can find that link there as well. Or you can mail your check to our offices at 420 East Alcott Street, Suite 200 in Kalamazoo at 49009.
So let's deal a little bit with logistics. Are there 80 places available out there where a family could have safe housing, which could include, of course, you know, young children where you would have concerns about, you know, the environment, things they'd be breathing, that sort of thing?
So that's always the challenge. It takes a lot of different avenues coming together to create that home for that family. So along with that financial assistance, we provide supportive services that, once people are in housing, what are the things that we can help them with and wrap around them that keep them housed? But finding that housing can be tricky. There is a shortage of affordable housing units in our area. National statistics will tell you that that figure is somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 units short of affordable housing. So we rely heavily on our local landlords, and we have about 75 active landlords, 150 total on our list, who work with us so that when units become available, they help with the families we have and accept them into those units. So that's a constant struggle that would also be part of this initiative, to help engage landlords who may have units at this time and take these families, especially for the holidays.
I mean, would the landlords be doing that, gratis? Are they getting something for the rent that they would normally collect on a place if it were otherwise occupied?
So a landlord would go through a process with us that's fairly simple. There are some things they have. The unit would have to be city certified if it's in the city of Kalamazoo. Other townships and cities outside of the city of Kalamazoo don't necessarily have a certification, a rental certification. We do what's called a housing quality standards inspection, an HQS. We do that on every unit that we provide housing assistance for to that landlord to make sure that that's a safe place as well as an affordable place for someone to live. So a landlord's unit would have to pass that inspection. They would have to agree to work with us for a subsidy or the security deposit or the first month's rent that that family might receive. And that's a list of minor requirements that those landlords would have to meet. And they just have to be willing to do that. We do not have necessarily a rental requirement. They can set the rent. What we do have, if we're using other funds, some of the government funds we have, there are some limits to what our subsidies might have to be.
Are there criteria that are going to be set for families that ultimately receive this help?
What's tricky is that we have a large funnel of people that come to us. And this year, the amount of contacts that we've received for assistance in the first 8 months has doubled. So we have gone from around 5,000 in the first 8 months of 2013 to 10,000 so far in 2014. That large funnel has to filter into very finite, rather restricted funding sources. That's why this $50,000 becomes important for us to be able to stretch and leverage those dollars and provide those supports to those families so that that affordable housing remains permanent and sustainable. So those numbers are large, but we serve hundreds of families every year.
Once you get these families into housing, assuming that this is as successful as everyone hopes it is, and 80 families do have a safe place, stable place to stay for the holidays. What then do you do to ensure that they can stay there beyond that into January, February, et cetera, of 2015?
We have varying levels of service delivery options that we have. It does depend on what the family, what their core needs are. What are the reasons that they became homeless in the first place? What's it going to take for them to have sustainability? So one of the things in our work that's super important to us is that this is not just about housing. This is about income improvement, employment improvement. It's about education. It's about the fact that that child has a stable place to live that then enables that child to be able to have increased attendance in school that leads to on-time grade completion and ultimately on-time graduation. So there are supportive services that wrap around that family in all of those areas that are part of our federal goals, actually, through our HUD grants. We have to show that people are achieving those things.
So if you were to place 80 families through this program, they have a place to stay for the holidays and beyond. How big a dent, realistically, would that be putting in the problem of homelessness throughout Kalamazoo?
The reality is that the resources are far too few for the amount of need. So every day we serve so many people. Every year we serve hundreds. Every year we are in contact with thousands of people in need, but the resources don't match the need. And it's important to remember that that does not mean that all of the agencies in town aren't being successful. We are achieving success with housing every day in this community, but the need is great and the resources continue to be cut or unfunded. There are unfunded mandates that we face. So it puts a dent for the holidays, but the day after the holidays are over, come January, we've got another 80 in need. So it's an ongoing issue.
People have been hearing lots of stories on this radio station, or perhaps reading the Kalamazoo Gazette or New York Times, that the economy's getting better, the unemployment rate's coming down. But as someone who's dealing with the issue of people trying to find stable, affordable housing, is that problem getting better as the economy shows some signs of improvement?
We don't necessarily see it getting better. We see incremental improvements in people's wages. We see when there are jobs being created in the community that those we serve are able to access that. But more importantly, what we've seen is that that face of a homeless family has changed. So before, if you considered the homeless gentleman on the street in a cardboard box, which many people think of, as that's the face of homelessness. That's no longer the case. I would guarantee that you're not really seeing the homeless the way that we see them. So every Wednesday, we have a housing hour from 4 to 5 o'clock where people can come to our building, no appointment necessary, and talk about their housing emergency or housing crisis. It's there that you see the person whose household is making $10 an hour. $10 an hour is not a housing wage. It will not afford housing for a family of four. You're somewhere over $14 an hour for a family of four working full time to have a two-bedroom apartment. So we constantly work on that income improvement. Those people who have zero income, obtaining that $10 an hour job is far better than they were. But let's not make any mistake that those people are still coming to us for assistance.
So when you say you're seeing people that don't fit maybe the preconceived notion we have of what a homeless person looks like, are you also seeing then children, you know, part of families coming in who are also left without a home for now?
Absolutely. In fact, last year over the holidays, there were 18 kids that woke up Christmas morning in our family shelter at Eleanor House. And that's just a portion of kids that were in shelter in Kalamazoo County.
What needs to be done more broadly to address the issue of homelessness beyond the holidays when people may be a little more generous with an organization like yours? What would be the public policy changes that you would recommend that would get at the issue of housing and homelessness?
Policy and systemic changes are key for this. Data-driven policy and system changes are what's most important. I think there's often a lot of anecdotal stories that go along with homelessness, but having really hard data about the successes and the needs is crucial. So what is our housing inventory? We know there's a lack of affordable housing. What does that really mean? What are the policies and systems issues in our area that can make it more beneficial for someone to create affordable housing units? How could landlords be incentivized perhaps to work with us and offer up maybe one of the units out of the 15 they might have for someone who has zero income? And how do we make that attractive to landlords who maybe want to give back, but that's not maybe economically feasible for them? This is their revenue. So it's those kinds of systems and policy issues that I think we could take a look at.
How hard is it to get at accurate data on the issue of homelessness, available housing, and also what it would take to get people from homelessness into stable housing?
There's a lot of data available. There is many sources, but it's difficult to coordinate it all right now. So for example, through HUD, we have what's called HMIS, the Homeless Management Information System. That gives us a really good idea in Kalamazoo County. Every community in the nation is required to have what's called a continuum of care. And in that continuum of care, everyone has an HMIS system. So we know from that system who we're serving, who are the homeless, who's chronically homeless, which is a whole different definition. And we know the various levels of services people are receiving. That's a whole set of data that's very different than housing inventory, what rents are, what's considered affordable housing, home ownership. So the goal is really the whole spectrum. What's the data on the whole spectrum of a community that has a framework for affordable housing? And what are the successes that Kalamazoo is experiencing to plug into that? And we have a lot of success here, not just with HRI, but a lot of good organizations doing good work. So it's pulling all that together that gets complicated.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of the experience leads to sort of anecdotal evidence that people have about homelessness. But then you also mentioned that there's a lot of successes out there. Would people be surprised to know what has happened to actually address the issue of homelessness? Does that kind of fly under the radar because what people see, again, is as you mentioned earlier, the guy in the cardboard box?
I think it flies under the radar a little bit. Like I mentioned at our housing hour, we probably have 60 people at the high end of a week come through housing hour, 20 on the low end. What people don't see is what happens to those 60 people that come through who come in, have assistance, and within 30 days are housed somewhere, but never really hit anybody's radar, because our goal is to never have them cross the threshold of a shelter, right? So one of the leading experts is Ian DeJong, who teaches us that shelter is a process, not a destination. It's a process by which people become housed. And that's forefront in our minds. So you're never seeing those people who don't hit the shelters or the streets, because that's our whole mission, to never have them get there. We have a small family shelter at Eleanor House, and it is a rapid rehousing model, which means the minute that they are admitted first day guests, somebody from our rapid rehousing team over at Alcott is engaging them to get them out of there in 30 days into permanent housing. So shelter costs anywhere between $7,000 to $10,000 a year for someone, depending on where you are in the country, right? We know that we can house someone permanently, for example, through this, $625 per household can get them into housing permanently, as opposed to a $7,000 to $10,000 shelter stay. That's a pretty good deal, and that's the stuff that people don't get to see every day. And sometimes HRI flies under the radar in that way. There's a lot of people that don't know what we do because we're not running a large shelter, or we're not necessarily out in the streets every day. We're hitting people through our housing hour, or we're doing outreach to where people are hanging out, that kind of thing.
Michelle Davis, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Michelle Davis is Executive Director of Housing Resources Incorporated in Kalamazoo. You can find more information about Project Home for the Holidays through links at our website, wmuk.org.